My name is Peter Borkowski. I'm from Fourth Hour, and my topic is the CIA.
Why was the CIA created?
Basically, during World War II, the U.S. was getting various reports that Japan was going to attack Pearl Harbor. But all these reports were from different agencies, like some were from the Navy and some were from other agencies. So FDR created the Office of Strategic Services to kind of gather all this intelligence to prevent something from like Japan from happening again. And then the OSS got disbanded after the war, but then Harry S. Truman brought it back together under the CIA.
And so what did they do after they were created?
The CIA. Basically, they're an intelligence agency, so they would just collect intelligence on other countries and basically make sure there is no like preemptive strikes ready to happen. So basically prevent another Pearl Harbor from happening.
So how are they involved in specific foreign nations?
So like Cuba, they did the Bay of Pigs invasion, which they sent CIA trained Cuban exiles down to Cuba to overthrow Fidel Castro, who was a communist and who was aligned with the USSR. The exiles did not succeed. They were defeated by Castro. But more specifically, the CIA itself in Iran, when Iran elected a communist leader, the CIA didn't like that because they wanted to get Iran's oil for the U.S. So basically, the CIA went to Iran and started funding revolts and coups against their leader. His name was Mozadegh in Iran. So they basically, the CIA itself funded revolts and coups against them, and then the military moved in and overthrew them from power, and the CIA and U.S. got those oil fields that they wanted.
Do you have any final words?
I'd say the biggest takeaway is the CIA, it's still heavily criticized to this day for what it did, because obviously it's just a general policy that it really should not be interfering in other countries' affairs, especially since it wasn't the USA, but especially in Iran, because the leader that they overthrew, while he was communist, which wasn't good, he was democratically elected, so he wasn't a dictator, there wasn't necessarily anything bad about him. But in other countries, specifically in like Central America, the leader that the CIA would implant in the country's government was usually a very ruthless dictator who hurt lots of people. But he wasn't communist, so he was good. And the CIA still gets flack for that today.
Do you have any final words?
That's about it.
Thank you.
Yep.